Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropped the presentations on over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Smack dogs.
It is the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Tosk. Had a nice text from a 217 about how much fun it is listening to the drive.
Yeah.
Can't share everything with that, but we appreciate you. Appreciate you. We do want to talk a little bit more basketball until transitioning back to football. We're going to play some audio from Dylan Rosiak, also both coordinators Aaron Henry and Barry Lunny Jr. But first, we had a text from Austin.
Oh, go Stevens first.
Oh, yeah. Stevens says, have y'all heard the rumor of a basketball scrimmage with Kentucky? Sorry if y'all have talked about it.
So he uses y'all twice.
I had to.
Which tells me that Steven is from Kentucky. And that's not a bash. I love the way they talk down there.
Never know.
Y'all, are we supposed to be scrimmaging with Kentucky, or we got Kansas coming?
No, because if you have, whether it be a closed scrimmage like they have had in recent years, like they did last year in St. Louis with Kansas, and in previous years with a variety of other programs, that essentially counts as an exhibition game. You get two of those, whether it's going to be an exhibition game or a closed slash secret scrimmage. So Illinois having an exhibition this Friday against Ottawa, then essentially a week and a half later, or from now, I should say, against Kansas. Those are your two allotted opportunities to play somebody else. So that would not be this year if they do go up against Kentucky.
Got it. Makes sense to me. All right. Austin on the U of I Atlanta Lake text line, he says, for Piper.
Okay. Are you hurt by that? Or?
I'm very hurt by that.
Okay.
Considering I'm going to be drinking a beer with him Saturday for homecoming. Is he assuming that there won't be some tension at the tailgate now? We're just assuming that, hey, Lon, I know you do the sports show and everything, but this question specifically
is not for you to weigh in on.
It's not for you to weigh in. I don't even want you to look at it.
You can read it, just don't answer it.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
So Austin, Mr. Soccer, kidding, his son's playing soccer, and daughter, I think, both. I don't know. Anyway, with the Illini-Kansas scrimmage being an organized fundraising event, how much will fans actually be able to see how we stack up against the number one team?
That's
guess
a really good question.
To add to that, too, is that they did this last year as a private. Of course, Luke Goody got hurt. So I'm expecting Goody to go for 46 in this one. I mean, this is his revenge tour begins against Kansas.
Yeah.
But with that being private, yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, I don't know that you know that, but have you heard any rumblings like, hey, we're going to attack this just like we did last year? It's just the difference is there's going to be 14,000 people watching it.
I do know that the stare downs Bryce Harper was giving Orlando Arcia, that's going to be Luke Goody after every three to Bill Self. That's what I've heard.
I like
it. He wants to spot up in that corner next to the Kansas bench and like maybe even Steph Curry it. Like before the ball even goes in the basket, just turn around and look at him.
But, yes.
That's what Luke's told me, so that's what I've heard. But, yeah, last year I know that as you try to dig in and, like, you know, what happened in the scrimmage, you're trying to report on what you heard about it, that they played one full half. So like they started out playing essentially a regular game, 20 minutes, like a first half of a regular basketball game. And then after that, they broke it up into three different segments, and I think they were 10 minutes each, and they were working on different situational stuff. So it wasn't a full like 40-minute up and down game.
Got it. Fair.
Admittedly, I haven't heard all of the details on what they plan to do. I do want to ask Brad Underwood that when we get a chance. We'll get a chance actually to talk to him tomorrow, so I can ask him and get you an answer from Brad himself on that. But in talking to some people, I know they've mentioned wanting, as you would imagine, in any exhibition game, scrimmage, you're going to tinker with some different stuff. You're going to play some different lineups. You're going to maybe work on that kind of deal. But I think that what it boils down to me, and I just kind of my understanding of it, you host this kind of crowd, you have this much amped up anticipation for Illinois and Kansas, you got to give the people what they want.
Some.
You got to play
agree.
A game. You got to play a game, like flat out. Put 20 minutes on the clock in the first half, take a halftime, 20 minutes on the clock in the second half. It's got to be a real game.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Wow, you think 40 minutes. I was thinking like 20 minutes.
No, I think you go full on. Let's 40 go. Minute game, and let's treat this like the real thing for the most part. Now, you're going to get some minutes maybe that would go to your bench, and you might want to look at some different stuff that you wouldn't in a normal game if this thing counted against your resume for or against. But I actually did a little bit of research because I remember Kyle and I actually were having this conversation off the air yesterday. Kansas played a exhibition game, and it was for charity also back in 2017. I forget who it was for. It might have been a hurricane relief one, but they played Missouri. Kansas and Missouri, of course, a border war rivalry that is goes way back. But they played a full 40-minute, just like a normal game, two halves, exhibition game. Kansas won 93-87. And you look at the box score, and the starters played like normal minutes. Like you look at Devontae Graham, who was a All-American type of point guard for Kansas. He played 35 minutes, scored 25 points.
Holy cow.
You know, Malik Newman, 28 minutes. You got Udoka Azubuike, the big man that used to play for the Jayhawks, 27 minutes. And they only went eight deep. They had eight guys playing that game. Missouri played a little bit more guys off the bench.
Okay.
Our old friend Jeremiah Tillman only logged 13 minutes. And then I went and looked, and I was like, he must have been in foul trouble. Do you know how many fouls he had?
None.
Seven.
Oh, seven?
Yeah. Apparently decided not to foul him out, but he only played 13 minutes with seven fouls. So knowing that Bill Self's been in one of these before, he's been in, like, obviously, again, Kansas-Missouri is a game that had probably a lot of hype. Those teams played each other all the time when they were both back in the Big 12, and since then don't get an opportunity to because of Missouri moving to the SEC. But knowing what the expectations are around the game, and I think you just got to play a game. And I think I would be surprised if it's not that same way with Illinois and Kansas. Is 40-minute game. Yes, you're going to play some different lineups, but let's go and let's see what it looks like.
Will they? Is this the kind of thing that, let's say, Bill Self, or no, let's say Brad Underwood says, okay, Bill, we struggled last year from deep. Go zone against us a couple of times and see how we can run a zone offense. I mean, maybe not during that game, but like when they break out for their 10-minute or whatever sessions where they're kind of scrimmaging and doing stuff.
If they do, I don't know if they'll do that.
But yeah,
I think they might just play straight up 40-minute game. Maybe he asked Bill. I'm sure there's conversations about certain things if they want to treat it that way. Maybe they just want to treat it like game prep. They want to say,
okay,
you know, let's hand each other. I don't know if Kansas, similar to Illinois, has an exhibition game before this. I'd have to maybe effort that. But maybe we scout each other like a normal game. We hand our players a normal scouting report. We go through practices like this is a normal game. And maybe we don't tell each other, you know, a ton in terms of, like, we want to see this or that. Or maybe they do. Maybe they want to see that. Maybe Brad will say, can you throw some zone at us a couple of possessions just to see how we handle it? That wouldn't shock me at all if they did that.
Is the crush going to be in full force, Kyle?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. All right.
Hunter Dickinson's coming to town. Of course they are.
Oh, my Lord. I forgot about that.
This is crush Christmas.
Dude, I totally forgot about that. I don't know why I went Spicoli on you there, but I forgot all about that. Okay. And this is 8 days away?
It's the 29th. 11.
So 11 days away.
Not that Kyle's counting.
No, he's counting at all.
No.
I'm excited about this, man. I can't believe they're playing in 2 days. That just
neither can I. No, are you getting BTN Plus to watch this thing?
We're gonna have to start getting our schedule out and figuring out when Pipes is gonna be gone.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have to start looking ahead here because you're gonna be traveling quite a bit. Well, let's hope Illinois football takes down Wisconsin to get to 4-4 and keeps that season going. Right? I said maybe. It seems like every year that there's that big win that Brett Bielema's squad has where you don't expect it. And even the Michigan game last year, you didn't win, but you should have. I mean, we got screwed. So all three of those on the way. And then it seems like there's always the one, oh, what if? So like you're sitting at 7-whatever this year and you're like, what if we just would have beaten Nebraska? But the good news is the what if to me gets X'd out because you won at Maryland. Because you're not supposed to win at Maryland. So in my mind, I'm deleting both. Like, they cancel each other. So if Illinois can get to 4-4 and keep that going, then you've got basketball. Oh, be a good time to be an Illini fan.
No doubt about it. If this team can find a way to still get to, like, 7 wins.
Yes.
I still think it's pretty improbable. I don't know if pretty is the right way to say it, but I don't know. What do you guys think? I would say 6 wins very much on the table.
I mean, the two games that I would have said you are not winning would be Wisconsin and Iowa.
Yeah.
And both of them are without their starting quarterback now. And at least one of those is here in Wisconsin. Now, I still think that Iowa game will be tough sledding, obviously. But Minnesota, for some reason, Brett Bielema's squad's play really well against Minnesota. They kind of owe you. PJ kind of owes you now. I mean, he was the saddest guy in the world when Lovie Smith quit, as Tom Izzo was with John Gross. I mean, those two guys, you know, they were like, oh, you don't have to leave. Or was that Bruce?
He was mad about Bruce getting fired.
And that's why, right. That's right. But, I mean, as you look at it now, I mean,
watch him stand up for Ben Johnson this year. I just want to say, no one asked me, but to those in Minneapolis, Ben's doing a hell of a job. It'd be stupid to move away from him.
And I would, hell, he's saying it about Juwan Howard. Yeah. Listen, even after they lost to Nebraska and I was at the lowest point I can be this season of Illinois football, I still thought we beat Indiana Northwestern. I know Northwestern kind of had a couple of games where they're like, they look pretty.
I thought for sure Indiana.
Yeah.
But then I told myself there was nothing for sure left.
Right. But now you're back on the, those two for sure. And then you kind of have 3 games of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Now, Minnesota's on the road. That makes that one tough. Iowa's Iowa, and it's on the road, even without their starting quarterback. And then Wisconsin is playing as well as anybody in the West, but they just lost their starting quarterback. So
I could still convince myself the Northwestern's a little, we'll see.
Yeah, we should beat them. I mean, you could literally still win 7 games.
You could.
I mean, you could win more than that, but
I think
they could still get to 7 and
yeah.
I don't know how I'd feel about that. Like last year, I felt like they were a really good team. You had 3 guys drafted from your secondary. You had a kid competing for a Heisman Trophy. You had a quarterback that set records for completion percentage. And I'm not knocking this team this year, but this team doesn't feel anywhere close to being as good as last year's team. So
they're not.
So if last year went 8-5 or whatever, and you were just like, holy crap, this is a really good Illinois football team. If this team goes 7, and let's say this team wins 7 and wins their bowl game, and they're 8-5, I will be happy as a lark. Are larks that happy, like when they say that?
I'm not sure what a lark is.
I don't either. I think it's a bird. But the point is, like, can you imagine both teams being 8-5 and you're sitting there going, I don't. Are you all of a sudden Iowa?
Not a bit.
Because you know, like, Iowa wins 8 games every freaking year and more, and there's got to be times where the fans are like, that was not a good team. But somehow we won 8. I mean, like this year, somehow we're going to win 11 and we're not very good.
That reminds me of Ugly as Sin, but a dang good cook.
Ever had her food?
The Yak Woman. You ever seen her? Anyways.
Preparing for his future.
It's
oh, college? No, carnival.
Carnival. Must be proud.
That there's an RV. But don't you be getting, we're taking that with us when we leave in 2 months. It's about time to get Christmas vacation.
It's getting close. It's getting close.
Man, that's awesome. That's a good follow on Twitter, by the way. Because they'll just
there's a Christmas vacation account?
There is, and they just throw out all the, you know, like, like, I can't even think of a line right now. Well, we just said 100 of them, but they'll throw a line out a couple times a day, and it just makes me smile.
I like it.
I just smile.
Last note, I know we got to catch a break here. We're going to hear from Dylan Roziak, linebacker, who's been playing well for the Illini, and then both coordinators. It's hard to know how to feel because still the overwhelming majority, if you were to stack up the games, is that last week was by far and away the exception versus what we've seen from this team. When you look at the fact of non-competitive late against Purdue, non-competitive late against Kansas, non-competitive late against Nebraska, even as much as they tried to make you competitive. Penn State, I mean, the defense showed up, but non-competitive late against that team. Should have lost to Toledo. I think that's hard to balance. Like, has this team figured out enough to now they're gonna be that team that we saw on Saturday against Maryland?
Right.
Or was that the one-off? Did Maryland lay that big of an egg and – there's going to be the humbling coming up on Saturday and Wisconsin with the backup quarterback beat you. So I think that's kind of a push and pull probably inside a lot of Illini fans' minds right now. I know that for me trying to figure out who I'm going to pick, that's something that I'm stuck on.
Yep, I'm with you. What about you, Kyle? I mean, that's kind of it's. I kind of want to try to figure out if I can learn this team this week, but there again, yeah, I don't know, Kyle.
I mean, I'm being very cautious about how I feel because I totally agree with that point in that we've had 7 games of football played so far. 6 of the 7, you haven't been very inspiring. And now it's a big win against Maryland, and it could lead to a turnaround, but I got to see that happen. I think this Saturday will tell me a lot. If they can carry that forward and put together a repeat performance, beat Wisconsin, then I'm fully convinced. You're beating Indiana, you're beating Northwestern, you're beating Minnesota.
Yeah.
You might get to 7. You could run the table.
Okay.
If they lose to Wisconsin again, it's like, okay, well, that Maryland game was just their upset that happens in college sports, and they're still a 4-win team.
And it's amazing you did that upset with so many really good players hurt, or some of your best players hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, did Maryland just literally play the worst game they can? I don't know. Like, who's their coach now all of a sudden?
Mike Locksley.
Mike Locksley said before the game, Illinois worries. And every coach says this. But I liked what he said, and it rang true. He's like, we are an offense that hits on big strikes. We don't just methodically move down the field. We hit big pass plays, big runs. And he said, Illinois doesn't give that up. They're not the kind of defense that gives that up. And they didn't. There were a couple of deep passes that were knocked away, but Illinois kind of held true to what Locksley said in the sense that they don't give up big plays. They're going to give up yards. They're going to give up things, but they're not giving up that big play. And I feel like Mike Locksley almost like hexed himself or jinxed himself, although he knows his team. And he's like, look, Illinois.
Yeah.
They don't give up that big play, and that worries me.
Yeah.
And certainly I think the weather probably played into that too.
Bit.
I mean, it's almost like it's the reverse of last year. I'm going to go with that theme until it's not. Last year, Illinois had everything rolling, and the weather was like the 2 worst Saturdays we've had. Probably since the Saturday before, knowing where we live. But it was like almost like we couldn't throw the ball. Well, that should have helped us, but it didn't, and – just weird stuff. Like, just give me a regular 70-degree day and let the teams play and see who the best team was or wins, you know. But I don't know. Now, all of a sudden, I think the weather kind of affected Maryland, and I don't know. We'll see.
What say you on the U of I Illini League text line, where you're at with this team and how you feel coming up on Saturday. We'll talk more about that as we go along. Dylan Roziak coming up after the break, as well as Aaron Henry, and also Barry Lunny. Stick with us. This is The Drive.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom in to Annabelle, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around central Illinois. He's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audibel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibelteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audibel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibelteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibelteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audibel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibelteam.com. That's audibelteam.com.
Build strength and endurance in a high-energy, fun fitness class with the Urbana Park District. Work It Circuit runs Tuesdays and Thursdays at the Phillips Recreation Center. Classes are between 5 and 5:50, October 24th through December 14th. Each session takes you through a full-body workout with a mix of resistance training and high-energy aerobics. No experience is necessary, and people of all abilities are welcome. Instructors can modify the class to meet your needs. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
You moved into your new home using two men and a truck. The garage was clean. Then,
I love the new recliner. What are we going to do with this old one?
Put it in the garage for now.
Over time, this cycle continued.
Garage for now, put it in the garage for now, put it in the garage for now, put it in the garage for now.
It happens. You got junk. Call Two Men and a Truck to get rid of all your junk, residential or commercial. Two Men and a Truck has a solution for your junk removal. Contact them at twomenchampagne.com. Two Men and
a Truck. Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Hey, it's Stevie J. We have a Stever offer for you today, and I hope you'll take advantage of an opportunity to take my money in our Stever program and go to Pard's Western Shop and shop. Pard's is in Urbana, 306 North Maple. It's between Maine and University, and it's been around there for 1968. So you're looking for boots. There's no other place in the world you can get as good a quality boots as Pard's in Urbana. You got women's wear, men's wear, you got kids, you got hats, saddles. What are you looking for? Pards is wonderfully, incredibly appointed with people that help you with finding what you want. You want to support local? Support Mark and Angie and the wonderful people at Pards. They're terrific. So I'm giving out $50. Would you like it? $50 bills, I'm throwing them out the window to you. Go to Pards in Urbana. You have 7 days to use this, and then you have to fill out your survey. Pards is our Go Stever offer. Go to GoStever.com, GoStever.com.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com. Click on the jobs tab and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Looking for a place to host a corporate meeting, intimate gathering, or a large-scale celebration? If so, the University of Illinois' Alice Campbell Alumni Center offers the perfect space and staff to make your function a success. A few rooms offered at the center include the elegant ballroom, the Richmond Family Gallery, and the premier and professional executive boardroom. For more information on renting a space at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center, visit uiaa.org/alumni-center or call 1-800-355-2588. 1986. Go Illini.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Let me remind you once again, come join us out of Pia's coming up on Friday, beginning at 3 o'clock. Also, a note on here that I'm glad Diane reminded me of. There's going to be a fan bus Friday night. If you want to come hang out with us, enjoy some drinks, some food, and then go get a bus over to State Farm Center to enjoy the Illinois and Ottawa exhibition game.
I love it.
Make sure to come hang out with us.
I tell you
Friday,
what, they know how to
West Springfield Avenue.
They know how to take care of fans at Pia's, right?
Absolutely.
They understand that we want to have a couple. So they're like, well, listen, have your fun. We're going to bus you to the game and back.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. That's brilliant.
That's awesome. That should be a good time, and hopefully Illini fans are hoping Saturday is a good time when the Badgers come to town. And to go up against Braylon Allen and that offense – Illinois' linebacker play, which at times has been leaving a lot to be desired, especially, I think, earlier in the season against Kansas.
No doubt.
And whatnot. But Dylan Rosiak has really stepped up for this squad. You look at the fact of the Maryland game, 8 tackles, forced fumble, had a forced fumble against Purdue as well, 10 tackles against Nebraska. He's played some really good football, and he's a key for Illinois defensively going forward. And he spoke to the media today. Was that Kyle? Was that today?
That was today?
It was today.
All right. You spoke to the media today and wanted to get you some of that. So here is Illini linebacker Dylan Rosiak.
This last few weeks, putting up a lot of numbers, playing well. What's your confidence? Like, how's your confidence maybe grown from that first week to where you are now in this role?
Right. I think, first week, stepping into it, it's kind of just like, I wouldn't say that I, like, you know, wasn't confident or anything, but I think after, you know, getting a few games under your belt, you kind of understand, like, all right, this is the flow of things, and you kind of just settle in, you know what I mean?
What would it kind of been for you the key to finding out how to settle in, like, in the Big Ten levels of a regular starter or rotation guy?
Right. I think, I think there was kind of, the first few games were kind of like a teaching experience, and, like, where I excel, you know, where I needed to, you know, focus, and, I think it came down to just settling into the scheme, understanding where I needed to be, and then where I could go out and make my own plays, you know what I mean?
I know we had talked so much in the fall about you and Kanenna kind of coming in together, but what's it like to be in these moments with him and kind of have the role that you guys have on this defense?
it's awesome. Like, coming in at the same time and kind of getting the opportunity to start playing together at the same time and making plays out there together, it's an awesome experience.
What goes into the punch? Seems like you've got that figured out a little bit. What's the key there?
I started working on that in high school a little bit, but I think it's just looking for the opportunities and then taking the opportunities when they come. You know, you can't be always punching that ball and break the knuckle.
Yeah. What have you learned just about yourself as a player, especially over these last 3 or 4 weeks?
I wouldn't say I've really learned much about myself. It's kind of just like I said, kind of like falling into the system, seeing like not only making the plays I'm supposed to make, but, you know, helping here and there, you know what I mean? Just kind of like coming in, you know what I mean?
I know when you came out, like there was so much like, oh, I'm into the Hanson family, but like you see it a little bit, like in similarities with the way Jake played here and the way you play, like did you study him at all? Or like what's the relationship there?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely watched him growing up. He went to the same high school, like seeing him growing up, like hanging around the family. But yeah, I think we just have similarities that cross over. His dad coached me for a year or two, so maybe that's coming to something. But no, just an amazing player who obviously you want to take pieces of his game and implement it into yours. And anybody who's taking the ball away is going to get—he's going to help the team win. So obviously, wanted that piece in my game.
What do you make about? I mean, the last time we talked to you, you were pissed off. What do you make about the way the defense and really the team as a whole is kind of rounded after a frustrating few weeks there?
Right. I think the defense has continued to grow every week. I think. You know, some games earlier we were playing where one quarter we were lights out and another quarter you don't know where we went. So I think continuing to improve on that has been amazing. And I think as a team, I think we're starting to play really good complementary football, which is, you know, parlaying us into wins. So
I don't know if maybe one moment for you or a series of moments that you maybe felt like settled in, I guess, as a full-time guy on this deal. Is there anything like that for you that you can look back and say, you know, it would take a breath after that play or that moment?
No, not in particular. It kind of was just, I guess, coming in after a few of those games, you know, and just like, all right, like I'm here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is for me.
Sounds like a cool dude.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. Got to preserve the knuckles sometimes.
You know, he definitely is one guy that benefits from a law firm, right?
With 100%.
With those guys being able to take up a lot of offensive linemen and kind of make some clean tackles, as Jay Layman would say, for a guy like Rosiak. But you needed him to step up. And linebacker, like you said, going into it was a big question mark. And I'm not saying it's answered.
Right.
But you needed guys like him to step up and kind of take that next step as a sophomore, essentially, and he's doing that. I think he's playing pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned it with Jay on Monday, the fact of making kind of that open field tackle against Talia on kind of that zone read.
Exactly.
And could have broke it for a big play and a run that, you know, was a game changer if he goes in the end zone, and all of a sudden you're chasing late in that ball game. But missed tackles were a huge issue for this defense a handful of weeks ago. They got to make sure that doesn't sprout back up against Wisconsin and obviously a team that likes to run in Minnesota, Iowa, on down the line. But Rosiak's been playing well, and it's good, obviously, to give him his due for that. Shout out also to our boy Joey Wagner, Inquirer, for
ticked off, he said,
for carrying that one. How about Aaron Henry as we focus and zoom out a little bit? Defense as a whole going into Wisconsin. Let's get the thoughts of the Atlanta defensive coordinator going into Saturday's game.
Coach, what do you know about their quarterback situation, and does it change how you game plan for this week at all?
No, because the backup, he can throw it, man. I think it's Braden Locke. I think that's his name, if I'm not mistaken. But I know Coach Longo recruited him out of high school. I know he had a chance to go to UNC and end up going to Mississippi State. And I know that when he got in the game, the offense did not change, right? The kid has a cannon. He can let it fly. Obviously, that sucks for Tanner Mordecai, man. I mean, he was having a really good year. I was really looking forward to going against him. He's a really good competitor. You can tell their offense was clicking on all cylinders because of him, you know, just because of the way he's able to kind of make things go, you know, and he was throwing it around, he was handing the ball off, he was running the ball. I mean, he did some everything. And so I know it's going to be a tough challenge for them, right? They got a newer guy coming in, but that's Coach Longo's system, and it's not predicated around one player, you know. But I do know that the operation of what the quarterback does is massive. But this young man, he can let it fly. He can throw it. He runs really well. I mean, I don't foresee it being much of a drop off in terms of, you know, what they're going to ask him to do. Obviously, he hadn't taken as many snaps, but I'm going to prepare for him like Tanner Mordecai was a quarterback.
And what did you learn about Tyler Strain, who maybe lost that starting job and then gets thrown in, bigger receiver, and makes some really critical plays there?
Tyler as I've always said, Tyler's extremely resilient. You know, during the week of practice, as with all our young defensive backs, we try to put them in a pressure cooker, man. We try to make it so that it's really tough and really challenging for them in practice. And when games come, they're a little bit easier. I will say this, our offensive look team may be one of the best look teams in the country. I mean, the look that Colin Dixon is giving, right? The look that Kapka Jones is giving, Ian Pugh, Weston Adams, I mean, they do a phenomenal job in trying to replicate a lot of these wideouts. And so that was partially a testament to what Tyler was seeing all week in practice. And then obviously his opportunity came, and that just speaks to him. That speaks to kind of the culture that we're constantly developing, right? You don't know when your number's going to be called, right? You may not go in as a starter, but when your number's called, you got to be ready. And I think, right, it happened to Tyler last year, it happened to him this year, right? I know everybody wants to walk out there and take the first snap, right, so they consider they're a starter. But he played more snaps than any other guys who was in rotation with him. So in my mind, he is a starter. Right. Although he didn't take the very first snap, I'm just extremely proud of him, the way he responded, the way he handled things, how he tried to coach the younger guys up. That's always really good to see, and that's typically a sign that you got a very special program.
I know you switched up the defensive front a little bit.
Find the career you want and the work-life balance you need. eMedia openings are now available with RPC's Early Childhood Education Program in Champaign County. New competitive wages, Monday through Friday schedule, weekends, and 17 paid holidays, health insurance, pension, sick and vacation time, free training, and tuition. It's the perfect opportunity to ignite your career in the early childhood education field. Visit the Regional Planning Commission's Early Childhood Education Program now. ccrpc.org/jobs.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubon, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubon, Audibel, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibelteam.com. That's Audibel. If you want more information about Audibel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibelteam.com. That's Audibel, audibelteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audibel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibelteam.com. That's audibelteam.com.
You moved into your new home using two men and a truck. The garage was clean. Then,
I love the new recliner. What are we going to do with this old one?
Put it in the garage for now.
Over time, this cycle continued.
Garage for now. Put it in the garage for now. Put it in the garage for now. Put it in the garage for now.
It happens. You got junk. Call Two Men in a Truck to get rid of all your junk, residential or commercial. Two Men in a Truck has a solution for your junk removal. Contact them at twomenchampagne.com. Two Men
in a Truck. Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helped me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair too. Everything was friendly, everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com, Pards.com.
Here's your OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, I'm JT Barnhart, the president of OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center. Want to start by just thanking our providers and our staff, our mission partners at the hospital for the great care that they take of our community in providing the services. One of the new offerings that we have coming up in the next couple of months, we've recruited an interventional pain provider who will be able to do some of those injections and procedures to help people who are struggling with long-term pain. In conjunction with that, we have an orthopedic spine surgeon that will work together with the interventional pain provider to really offer a robust spine pain service for the community of Champaign-Urbana and the surrounding areas. We have also brought in a brand new open heart surgeon. He is doing a really good job, really helping us expand our heart program to be a more regional heart institute at OSF in Urbana. And so want to just continue doing the great things that we're doing around our cardiac program to offer a great service for the community.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lonte and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5. How is our sweet tea power rankings coming?
Oh.
No, we got to get that done.
Did you hear any more from people yesterday?
No.
Okay. I think we gave them the only two.
McDonald's and McAllister's. We got to deliver Luke Altmaier some more sweet tea recommendations.
Where is McAllister's?
I don't know. No, that's down on, is it off of Prospect?
Oh, is it?
Or okay. Maybe Neil.
Okay.
Out by the mall?
Ah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yes. Yep, you're right. You're right. I know where it's at.
If you're making your trip to Kohl's,
yes.
You're probably going to go buy McAllister's.
Hell yes. After I go check TJ Maxx.
There you go.
You know, if Lon needs some slacks or some new shorts, although these shorts that I have now worn 98% of my life for 2 years, I wear these every day. I'm sorry. I'm just going to throw it out there. That's what I do. I wash them 3 times a week, but I wear it because they fit my tummy well. They kind of expand. So they are so dirty. Like, I washed these last night, and they're still dirty. That's how, like, they have held up through thick and thin. And they were like $90 golf shorts at Dick's. So I paid the price for them, but now, like, 2.5 years later, they've literally paid me to wear them is what they've done. So, but yeah, I don't even know where I was going there.
I think we were talking about TJ Maxx.
Oh yeah, but I'm not afraid to go to TJ or Kohl's, you know.
Scott mentions Cracker Barrel maybe for some sweet tea. Big Def says Get a bunch of McDonald's sweet teas and put Bojangles sticker on each bottle. Might do the trick.
That would do the trick for him.
Hey, if he leads you to a homecoming win against Wisconsin, I'd say it'd be worth it. That was a nice performance for him.
Yes, it was.
On the whole, against Maryland, as Jay talked about. Still some things for him to clean up in terms of some short and manageable throws and not holding on the ball too long. And then, of course, if you have that running game going like you did this past weekend with Caden Fagan and company. That's definitely a good thing to build on. So where does Barry Lunny Jr. and company go from here? He spoke to the media earlier this week as well before Wisconsin.
Barry, could you walk us through the decision in that timeout to be able to go for the touchdown before the half and how that came about?
Well, I mean, as the offensive coordinator, it's our job to score touchdowns, and we're pretty close to scoring a touchdown, and we were starting with the ball in the second half, and I believed in our players, and I believed in what we had planned to get the ball in, and I believed in how we were playing, and so just voiced my opinion to coach, and we just kind of talked through it. The timeout obviously gave us the opportunity to kind of rethink it, and turned out to be a good decision because our guys went and executed and did what they were supposed to do.
Barry, what can that do for you guys as an offense? I mean, that's a position you guys have struggled in recently. To have the confidence in you and Brett to go for it and succeed, what can ramifications can that have confidence?
Well, I think it should have a lot of ramifications in a strong way for our team. And you know, we got put in the situation the week before and came up short and really. You know, honestly, to a large degree, felt really good about the call and felt good about what we were about to do, and we just didn't quite get it done. And to go and to plan and practice with your coaches and to say, hey, here's what we're going to do, and here's how we believe we're going to punch the ball in a critical moment in the goal line. We felt like getting in the, you know, being in the sidecar to have Luke's, you know, opportunity to move and run, keep the balls is to our advantage, and you know, and we. We executed the call perfectly and rolled them off the ball and punched it in, and it was huge for the outcome of the game.
What was different just overall in the game with your run game execution, and what does that do for you as an offense and as a play caller when your run game's effective?
Well, yeah, I mean, it makes life better. It makes it flow better, you know, when you're falling forward, you know, and you're running the ball with some effectiveness, which we were. Had very few. I can't remember any off the top of my head, but had very few lost yardage runs. Most of the things were, you know, moving forward, which was a testament to our line covering them up, you know, pretty well, and then our backs falling forward. And so, you know, when you can run the ball and rely on getting 3 and 4 yards on early downs when you want to hand the ball off, it makes things a lot easier. I thought, obviously, from a confidence standpoint, I mean, I was probably the best that we've run the ball, you know, from a consistent basis. And something to certainly to build off of.
You mentioned you knew you were going to get the ball back to start the second half. What can a successful kind of double dip there do for a team?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously any Big Ten game and, you know, those possessions are so, and just in football in general, you know, those possessions are so vital, and to be able to score touchdowns on back-to-back possessions, you know, obviously was a huge, I mean, I don't know what the percentages are. Coach makes a big deal of it, and we do in our organization, but I would say when you double dip with 2 touchdowns in football, your percentages of scoring, winning the game are probably through the roof, would be my guess. And I know they are. I just don't know what those numbers are, but it's a really strong indicator you're going to win the game. If you can score right before halftime and then turn around and have 14 points put on the board before the other team touches the ball, it's a big deal.
What are some of the unique challenges against the Wisconsin defense this week?
You know, I mean, they got really good players, and they have a really good scheme. They're like most of our Big Ten foes, you know, are. They believe in what they do defensively, even though it's a new coaching staff and a new scheme. There's a lot of carryover from what they've done previous years in the personnel. You know, they brought some new faces in as well, but they're a big, stout, strong defense that's playing very well. So there's a lot of challenges.
Barry, I think I counted on Saturday 30 times. You guys, the person who touched the football, battery touched the football, the center, quarterback, whatever skill guy, was none of them were over 20 years old. And I'm just curious, when you watch the film, you notice that? Like, is there something about the youth movement that you coach differently a little bit and just have to keep in the back of your mind when you have this much youth out there?
You know, this point in the season, I mean, I think we kind of talked about that last week a little bit. I think I don't really necessarily see it through that lens, you know, because I felt like our guys were prepared to go play the game plan no matter what, you know, what experience level they were. And I think that showed. I think Thad had those young backs really prepared, and that showed during the game. I mean, the protection, Aiden Loffrey on the first touchdown pass, tracking the backer and protecting a Caden running a check down on all go in the 2-minute drive and making 10 yards, a subtle play that not many people pay attention to, but that was an awesome released by him and checked down. Like, as a veteran, they played like veterans to a large degree. And I felt that in practice and their preparation. Now, when you step back and look at it from your question, your perspective, it's pretty impressive to, for them to do what they did, you know. But you're talking about the battery with Kurtz and with Luke and, you know, with those young guys. And that's, you know, whether you're young or old, it's this time of year, you're not new anymore. You know, you're going into week eight. You're not a newcomer anymore. And I thought all those guys handled themselves like veterans. And Saturday, it's one of the reasons we won the game.
What stood out about Caden and Aiden and how they handled that moment in that game?
What about them?
What stood out about them?
I mean, just they fell forward, you know? I mean, obviously Caden did, but even Aiden was running and falling forward. I mean, that catch he made at the end of the game was huge. And the way he fell forward and fought for those extra yards with ball security, the way he protected the passer. I mean, they played... they played like guys, seasoned players that was not their first time to, when they went in the game, knowing I'm the main attraction. You know, I'm not the understudy anymore. I'm the main attraction, and I'm going to be carrying the load of the game, both, you know, metaphorically and physically, you know, and man, they just did a great job. And our team rallied around them. I really believe that.
Good stuff there from Barry Lunny. Will be interesting to see if that offensive line can stack some weeks together, see if they can be productive enough to make this an established, hang your hat on type of running game. And then, of course, can Luke Altmyer in the second half of this season really build towards not only a good finish to this year and put yourself in a position to have a chance at a bowl game, which we thought would have been unlikely a week or so ago, and also for the future, solidifying himself as the answer at quarterback. We'll see how that looks in the coming weeks, starting with this Saturday for homecoming. On that note, we were looking at the weather. 67 degrees, should be pretty nice.
Let's go.
Possibly a little windy, 15 to 25 miles an hour as far as the winds go. I don't know if that's – I wouldn't say that's a no-fly zone in terms of the passing game, but depending on which way it's blowing, maybe the kicking game gets a little interesting.
Yeah.
Like you said off the air, it does seem like that's pretty standard for the wind to be whipping a little bit there in Memorial Stadium.
If we wake up and there's no wind, it's 15 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So I don't think it'll be too bad, yeah, you know, yeah. And the tailgate lots, it'll be cold early, chilly early, but I'd say by, 2:30 game, a lot of people start showing up about 10 or 11, should be perfect. You know, this is the perfect weather. This is what people want, right? Fall weather, and for some reason, we always go from 84 to 58, but now all of a sudden, we got the high of 60s. Come out and enjoy it. It's going to be fun, and even better is tomorrow night, or tomorrow at Pia's. Let's go.
Well, not tomorrow.
Friday.
You can go to Pia's tomorrow.
I'll be there.
If you want.
Hell, I'll just go there.
Friday, yes.
Friday. My bad.
Mention that one more time. Starting at 3 o'clock, you know where to find us. 1609 West Springfield Avenue, Pia Sports Bar and Grill. Great drink specials. And a great partner of our show. A terrific place to get a burger, Slugger burger, chicken fingers, whatever you want. And then obviously a bunch of drink options.
If I'm not here tomorrow, I'm at Pia's.
All right.
I'm just going to warn you.
Well, we'll see where you land on that. We got the homecoming parade at 5:30. We got the pep rally in Grange Grove at 6:30. And if you want to stick around at Pia's, hang out with us, and then take the bus over to State Farm Center. Or you can just camp out at Pia's, really starting from tomorrow through the show, which Lon will be doing, as he says.
Don't be buying Piper beer Friday because he's got to go cover a game. Yeah. But I, on the other hand, am wide open.
If it's an exhibition game, it doesn't count.
Yeah, you better not.
Is it really a game? Never mind.
They drink a lot in Ottawa.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, Canada, I mean.
Yeah. All right, we're out.
Oh, Canada.
Thanks to absolutely nobody on the Tapman Snowing phone line. Got to make that a staple, guys.
I love it.
Everybody have a great night.
I
got to
put the actual Conor McGregor in. Yes. I'll have that for the next no guest day.
Just like the intro.
Good work.
Oh, just give me one of those as we leave. Please. Yeah!
Yeah! Woohoo! He's on the board. We're out. It's the drive.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Their slogan, "We have it when you need it." Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials as well as safety equipment all available. Call 402-8123. Visit Crossroads Contractor Supply IL.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice.